Welcome back to Racing Pulse. We've made it our mission on this program. Every time John McArdle has a two-year-old running, we must get him on because he's declared he's got Pegasus back home in the stable after he has unveiled two-year-old after two-year-old who have been winning. We wonder if today is the day. Good morning, Johnny. How are you?
Yeah, driving through a lovely jam of bales as we
start. Where are you?
Bales, on my way to sale.
Oh, well, is it going to be a rewarding trip because you've got two interesting two-year-olds in the first?
Hopefully. They're both nice horses. They'll probably both be better at a bit more ground. The filly's been pretty good in her trials, and I think she's pretty smart. Over 1,100 is probably the question, but I think she'll run competitively well.
Well, we've got a pretty dodgy line here because I know you are on the road. But Miss Sarasota is the one that you're talking about. And I had a look at her jump out and, gee, she was pretty impressive there. You expecting a first-up win today or is it the distance that might be one little question mark?
The distance would be the question mark. She's obviously bred to get out over a lot more ground and, as you would have seen the jump out, she does get back in the barrier today, but she says she'd be back worse than midfield, and it'll just be whether she can pick them up over the 1,100, but as I say, she's a pretty talented filly, and we're confident that she'll run the forward race today.
Gee, you've got some nice two-year-olds this year, John. Is this the best crop of two-year-olds that you've ever had?
We had Danger Wounds and Eyes and Army win both win sires in the same year, but it's probably the biggest group of two-year-olds that have come out one in their first or second start. We sort of put away looking towards their three-year-old careers. So, yeah, a nice bunch of two-year-olds there.
Is this one that you think will be a major player during the spring carnival, Miss Sarasota?
Whether the spring will come too early for her or not, I'm not sure. Obviously, as she is after today, but it might just come a little bit quick for her full brother's won over 2,200 in Sydney. So she's a filly that we sort of had a bit of an Oaks thought for, but whether the Victorian Oaks will come too soon and whether it'll be more in the autumn or winter. We'll decide that over the next few weeks.
As the coach of your team, if we take you back to your footy days, you've got your two-year-olds out on the field. Do you put the C next to Miss Sarasota or vice-captain? Where do you rank her?
She'd be in the top two or three, yeah. But if you're asking, is it the horse that I was talking about? No.
We're still waiting.
Still waiting. Patience is the thing in racing.
Well, we'll get to see another chapter unfold today. If Miss Sarasota can win first up, it's been a remarkable run with your two-year-olds. Have you got a winner at Pakenham tomorrow as well?
The first two, with the COVID, we've had restrictions on restrictions on our jump outs. And so the two fillies have just had a couple of poly-track jump outs, and they're only throwing four-horse jump outs. I've had a couple of horses do this inside edge, went to the races and knocked up first up and then won second up. So I think both of them will probably need the run. Kit Cooter's had a bit of a gap between runs. He had a little bit of an injury hiccup. But he seems well in himself. In a tough race, he's probably the best of the three of them tomorrow.
All right. And then on Saturday, you take Chevalier Dion to Caulfield in the second race. The market as it is the outsider of the field at $34, what do you think?
Oh, look, there's probably a couple there that on their best form she couldn't be. The thing with this mare is she grows a leg on dry ground. She just got beat last start, but over 1,000, it's a mile off and made a stack of ground. She's a fluke of chance. The worst being good, it's more that it's probably the best track surface that we'll get for her in the next few weeks. So we'll probably run her tomorrow. on Saturday, and then she'll probably have a break for the summer.
All right. John, good luck today, mate.
Cheers, mate. We'll see how we can go.